Hi guys!
You're listening to your local religion podcast brought to you by Jenna,
Asupa,
Dahlia,
and Kayla.
And today we are interviewing people of different age groups on baptism.
Hello everyone, and I'm here with my little sister and I'm going to interview and ask her some questions about baptism.
Hello everyone, I'm excited.
Okay, first question is, what does it mean to you to say that you are baptized, and what do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
To me, it means that I'm born to a new life and a new church.
Okay, so what effect has baptism had on your life?
It helps me be closer to God.
Okay, so have you ever been a godparent for someone else, and what is your understanding of this role?
No, I have not been a godparent for anyone, and I don't know what the role is.
Okay, so do you feel like you were ready for your baptism at the time when you were baptized?
Actually, I don't know, because I was a baby and I had no choice.
So do you think that your faith has developed since your baptism now that you're older?
Yes, a lot.
How?
It helps me talk about faith and talk about, like, religion with their class and just, yeah.
Okay, so as you know, there's adult and infant baptisms. What are the similarities or the differences you see between the adult and infant baptisms?
Baby baptisms were made or decided from their parents, and adult baptisms were made by choice by them.
So for the last question is, for the people that have other faiths or the people that have no faith, how would you explain the sacrament of baptism?
It's a sacrament when you're giving yourself to God.
Okay, thank you so much for answering all of these questions.
Thank you for having me.
Michelle, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
What does it mean to say that you are baptized?
That I am a child of the Lord. That's very what nice. It means.
Do you feel you were ready for baptism at the time when you were baptized?
Well, I was baptized when I was a little baby, so I don't really know.
Mm.
But I'm happy my parents did get me baptized, mm-hmm. because I was born into the faith that I will follow for the rest of my life.
What do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
Do I immediately associate? Holy water, and a priest, and love, and life.
Very
of
nice.
The Lord.
What else? What effects has your baptism had on your life?
Well, like I said, I was raised Catholic. And when you're baptized, that's kind of the first step to becoming a true Catholic. So, yeah, I mean, it's impacted my life because it's a lifestyle, it's a way of living, and yeah, it's what I follow, so.
Have you been a sponsor or godparent for someone else? No.
No, I thought Kayla was going to ask me, but she didn't, so, no, I have not yet.
Okay.
To be continued.
Wow. What is your understanding of this role and responsibility that goes with it?
Well, as far as being a sponsor and a godparent, I would say that, it's pretty much you're taking another Catholic child under your wing and helping them through their Catholic faith. You're being a leader to maybe an older person also, but mostly younger children.
Hmm. How has your faith developed since your baptism?
How has it developed since my baptism?
Mercy.
Well, yeah, obviously. I went to a school, elementary school, that wasn't Catholic, but I did go to CCD classes. And then when I went to Mercy Burlingame, that changed my outlook on religion. it wasn't just going through the motions in church. It was actually a spiritual thing, and a connection to God and someone who just to talk to, and just a spirit and a religion to fall back on when you feel lost.
Hmm. What similarities or differences do you see between adult and infant baptisms?
Adults, I would say, are they know what they're getting themselves into, and they know that they can grasp the entire ceremony and what they're doing, versus an infant, it's more of, I feel like, for the parents in a way. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't remember mine. You probably don't remember yours. I would say it's like more something that a child's born into when they're an infant, versus an adult, they can pick for themselves. They don't have a parent picking for them.
How would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faiths or people of no faith?
I would say it's an initiation into the Catholic Church. It's just kind of, I mean, we have all of our sacraments. We have our baptism, First Holy Communion, confirmation, and then either being a nun or getting married. So I would just describe it as initiation into the church, and that's what defines your religion. It's the beginning of your relationship with God.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Okay. That's it, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi guys, so I'm interviewing my grandmother, and her name is Joanne.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi. Okay, so Teta, I'm going to interview you on baptism. What does it mean to you to say that you are baptized?
It's a very important Christian duty.
Uh-huh.
In my faith and for my church. And it brings me closer to God.
Okay, thank you. What do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
That I have Jesus in me.
Okay. What effect has your baptism had on your life?
It taught me how to love, respect the church, have faith, and to raise my children and grandchildren in the church manner.
That's beautiful. Have you been a sponsor or a godparent for someone else? What is your understanding of this role and responsibility that goes with it?
I have not been a sponsor or a godmother for anyone, but I do know that the godmother takes on the responsibility, just like a mother, to guide the child, to make sure the child goes to church, to have good morals, and become a good Christian.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel you were ready for your baptism at the time when you were baptized? Elaborate.
In our religion, which is the Greek Orthodox, we get baptized at a very young age. So, I really don't know how to answer that.
Okay. How has your faith developed since your baptism?
Like I said, I was baptized at a very young age, maybe 6 months. And we just believe and go in what the church and the Bible.
Okay. What similarities or differences do you see between adult and infant baptisms?
The adult baptism, they will understand it more, hopefully. And the infant baptism, they don't really understand it in our faith.
Yes. Okay, last question. How would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faiths or to people of no faith?
That's a personal issue, which I would just inform them on my beliefs that being baptized brings you closer to God and closer to the church. Okay. And brings you some sort of peace that comes over you.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tete. All right.
Love you, Jenna.
Love you, Tete. Okay.
Bye.
In conclusion, baptism is one of the greatest sacraments that brings you closer to God spiritually and mentally.
We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast and learned something new about your faith.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, now I'm interviewing Caroline. Caroline, what does baptism mean to you?
It means that I'm Catholic and I was welcomed into the Catholic Church.
What do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
Water, a christening gown, and godparents.
What effect has your baptism had on your life?
It welcomed me into the church, and that's why I grew up Catholic and I'm Catholic now.
Have you ever been a sponsor or godparent for someone else?
No, but I want to be.
Do you feel you were ready for your baptism at the time you were baptized?
I was just a baby, so no, I didn't really get a choice in it, but I got a choice at my confirmation, so.
How has your faith developed since your baptism?
I learned more about my faith, and then I accepted it, and I wanted to be a part of it.
What similarities or differences do you see between adult and infant baptisms?
I don't know. I think adults have more of like a choice, and it's kind of like when adults get baptized, it's like when teenagers get confirmed, it's like their choice and their decision to enter the church. While when it's a baby, it's kind of like their parents just raising them to be Catholic.
How would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faiths or to people with no faith?
You're like a baby. You don't have to be, but usually it's like a baby and you get water poured over you to get rid of original sin, and then it welcomes you into the church, and you have like two godparents to oversee it.
Okay, thank you, Caroline.
Thanks.